Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Sabina Miller.
Hello.
And Sabina, I think, agrees. We had two tremendous hosts, guests on today, excuse me.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And two places that offer so much for seniors. You know, I mean, you cannot be bored in North Hempstead. There's so many opportunities, and both are free. Landmark evening shows are not free, but the afternoon tea is free, and most of the stuff at the library is free.
I was going to say one thing that seniors love is low-priced or not paying. And
light refreshments.
Oh, yeah. And free refreshments. If they look around the town of North Hempstead, there are so many things available. I mean, I'm a senior. We're in. So they should take advantage of the things there are.
Now I'm not being rude to our guests, though, but this segment is what everybody waits for every week, the Christina Liu Show.
Well, of course.
Because this is where all the information really comes from in the town of North Hempstead. So how are you, Christina?
Good. I know today was a great show. Yet again, we had a very in sync show, which was nice. I love when it works out that way. And the two of them knew each other, so it was very Port Washington centered.
And sometimes
it
is luck. I mean, you try to do
it.
But if they have
it's availability and it works.
Availability, exactly.
So they both really are. And the Port Washington Library has such great programming, and Keith is amazing. And, like, you know, he's always the first one, whatever we need, you know, like with the brain games. I mean, that was a great success, and it really is going to be a tons and tons of different libraries because so many people registered for it.
Right, okay.
So it's great, and we're going to continue to have all different libraries on because I think it's important to, to feature what they have going on there. You know, we always laugh because, you know, there's such a shift in technology now and everything's with these e-books and, like, no one's, you know, so libraries really have, you know, recently been trying to figure out kind of innovative ways to get more people to come, in different programming. So kudos to that. And just on that topic, Sabina is on our Great Neck Advisory Committee. So
right.
She might have actually been in attendance when this came up. We had someone, a representative that was there from the Great Neck Library. And a lot of people were talking about, you know, technology, and they just didn't know, you know, what how to do certain things. So the Great Neck Library from that meeting and now has this Great Neck Library Tech Squad.
Oh, really?
They're offering. So you could bring your iPad, your tablet. You could learn about social media, Microsoft Office, smartphone apps, and more. And you could really just come in and just learn and bring in any kind of questions you have. And there'll be, you know, someone at the reference desk and different volunteers to help you out with that. So on the days would be July 12th, 19th, and 26th, August 2nd, 9th, and 16th from 2 to 4 p.m., and that's at the Great Neck Library. So I thought that was, you know, really wonderful that they listen to our seniors. You know, they know that the Great Neck Advisory Committee does not mess around. And I think it's just another example of something really wonderful coming out of our advisory committees. So.
It's amazing. The other thing is technology is just amazing. I mean,
no, and it's really, you know, we just had a staff meeting this week and we were, you know, talking about just programming and things that have been working, things that aren't working. But a really popular program that we've been doing is with Barbara Melman, who has actually been on our radio program before, and she does this technology for the terrified. So there's all different installments she's been having, and the registration has been through the roof for all of her things. You know, she just did one on Facebook basics.
Okay.
And it's interesting because, you know, as time goes on, you're seeing the shift of people really wanting to kind of learn more and connect more into, like, these new technologies that are out there, so... Expect more from Project Independence.
Absolutely. And for a senior, it's confusing for anybody.
Yeah,
sometimes,
of course.
Except for the youngest of technology users who grew up on
it. Right, who literally were born, you know, with an iPad in their hand.
You put somebody into Facebook at the age of 70, and all of a sudden you want to go back and you can't figure out how to respond to somebody. And
but you know what's great is that once you do learn it, you can actually, you know, see how great it is for people to – it's a new form of staying connected to other people and keeping that social contact, which is really wonderful. Wonderful. So it's great. So kudos to the advisories, Sabina, the Great Neck one, especially for this one. But John, I know you love our Project Independence statistics. So we actually I had to gather some information for a meeting that we had. And I just want to share with everyone, because it's just these numbers really blow your mind and just showcase, you know, as best as possible how great Project Independence really is. And so as of the beginning of June, Project Independence has received 182,100 service requests since inception.
Wow.
So that's about since like 2009, you know, the end of 2009 when the SR system came around. And just the SR system, for anyone that doesn't know, it's we have our 311 call center at North Hempstead. And, you know, you can call up for any reason. You speak to a human. You get a service request, you know, with a number. And that service request, you know, if it's dealing with a senior issue, comes over to our department. And we field it and see, you know, who it needs to be sent to. And there's timers on it. So, you know, it's really a great thing. No one will get lost in the shuffle of things. So that's that number, which is amazing. And 20% of all those requests were, you know, human service related. So that would go to our nurse or our social work. So that's everything from health and mental health to caregiver support to bereavement support, entitlements, food and hunger, no heat. And just in, you know, mind you, we're just, you know, it's just June that 10,915 requests have come into Project Independence just this year. Which is amazing. So that's growing. And just, you know, to toot our own horn, because I like to do that, is that Project Independence service requests account for 41% of all the service requests for the whole town.
Wow.
So, and we're a tiny little department. You know, I really, I just want to remind people, you know, there's a lot of departments in North Hempstead all doing wonderful things. You know, I don't want to say that we're the best, but, you know, the fact that we receive, and this is a pretty steady number every year, is this 41% of all the calls that come into the call center. So
is
huge.
Our Project Independence just the town of North Hempstead? Are there other projects?
Yes, there are no other Project Independence out there. You know, some different townships have, it's more socially based, so there'll be, you know, social programs and stuff, but you know, the fact that it's such a huge program, you know, with the social workers and the nurses and the transportation and, you know, the exercise, I mean, it goes on and on, and it's really just an amazing, amazing program, and it's growing, you know, just, you know, as of the beginning of June, we have 12,289 members. Wow. Within Project Independence. So I remember, you know, when we just celebrated our 10,000th, you know, user. So it's really wonderful. And just clap, you know, I know we've been promoting everyone, but it's really dedicated people that work for Project Independence. And it shows that this great work that they're doing. And just because I am a social worker, I just want to give a little plug to our social workers and nurses out there. Because just this year, and this is only as of April, because this is based on the stats that they send in, they have served 701 unduplicated individuals, which is a humongous number. You know, that's literally 701 new people that they've provided 9,428 services to. That's just our social workers and nurses. You know, and that's what, you know, like these service request numbers are amazing. But just one service request can come in saying, listen, I need my gutters cleaned. And a social worker will go in and there could be a whole slew of other things going on behind that. So it's just one kind of like point of entry. So, you know, our social workers from JASA provide amazing, amazing work. Our nurses are from Northwell and NUMAC, and they're all great. It's just a
I think what
team.
You just said there is the significance of Project Independence. You go in to do the gutters,
yeah.
But because of the social work connection and mm-hmm. everything else, all the different avenues of service we offer, they see there's no food, the place
right.
is in disarray,
exactly.
There's, you know, or it's, what do you call that, hoarding mm-hmm. or something is going on that needs to be addressed.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, it really happens more often than not, you know, because it's something, you know, and that's what the program was set up to do, you know, is to have these things that whatever you feel comfortable getting into the program doing, you know, so if it is something as simple as gutters, you know, and you go in and it's you form this relationship and they're really wonderful, all of our social workers and nurses, and we tell people to call 311.
Right.
Really.
When you need your gutters done and there's nobody to do them, it's not simple gutters.
Right, of course. Well, that's what's wonderful about our Help at Home program.
Project Independence to me is a lifesaver. Yeah. Whatever, why ever, pick up the phone and there'll be somebody.
And that's
on
what, you know, I always
end.
Want to remind people is even if we do not, you know, provide the direct service, you always will get a call back. We're not going to say, sorry, you know, you're out of luck. The social worker or nurse or, you know, one of the Department of Services for the Aging staff people will call you back and give you referrals to a different agency that, you know, provides that service. So definitely, it's amazing. And it's just these numbers. It just you know, you're caught up in the hustle and bustle every day there. And then you sit down and do this and you really, you know, get a full picture of all the amazing work that's going on there. So. Kudos to PI. I know John likes those stats.
I do, because it's just, it's amazing. It's just, you know.
So I just was very excited to share on the radio with all the listeners all the great work that's going on.
No, because when you use the numbers and you start thinking and talking about it, then you bring the human aspect into it. So it's not just the numbers. It's what's behind it.
Right, because it's really, it's just, it blows your mind how all these things, and it really, on the whole, it really runs smoothly. And tough cases come in a lot, you know, and it's people are out there, you know, and you might think that everything's okay, but behind closed doors there's a whole slew of things going on, and just being able to make the difference and get the person in the safest place is great. So
it's not just for someone with major problems, it's
right, absolutely.
Ordinary
any slew,
people
yeah.
And I use me as an example. This winter I had a couple of doctor appointments. I didn't feel safe driving on the road. And I knew I could not only get a cab to and from the doctor, but through Project Independence, mm-hmm. half price. Mm-hmm. And I called the night before. I got the cab, took me to the doctor. And then I called when I was finished with the doctor. They brought me back home. No problem.
Yeah. No, it really, and that's just important thing to, you know, because you literally, you have to be 60 years or older. Living in the town of North Hempstead, that's literally the only requirement into being part of Project Independence. And we always say, you know, it's with you forever. You know, someone at 60 is going to have different issues than someone that's 70, 80, 90,
right,
100, you know.
Yeah.
So the fact is that we really have different programming for that. You know, for the more active senior, we have tons of exercise classes. I mean, I see these people who live for these exercise classes that we provide, and there's like 15, 16 now, you know, and they're free. The fact that you're getting these free exercise classes, you know, we have people volunteering, you know, and then there's people who need social work and nursing home, you know, so it's really, it's just great that we're able to provide services for any stage of life for seniors.
Project Independence is Kimberly. Mm-hmm. Paula, you.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Nancy.
Nancy, yes.
Nancy's in there. And then we have Denise. And we have Shari, who does transportation. Emily, who does exercise. She's part-time. You know, so we have some part-time people.
Shari's under DOSA.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we have community services.
Right, no, but
who
it's
does
separate.
That?
Yeah,
right.
they work together.
Right, and
but,
then, you know, luckily we subcontract with, you know, these social work agencies and nursing
right.
agencies.
Well, that's the point. My point is, so right. it's Kimberly and Paula, Christina, Nancy, Denise, Shari, and Emily part-time, mm-hmm. and 10,000 calls came
mm-hmm.
in.
Right.
And it gets serviced.
Right.
So, of course, you're sending it out here. I mean, the point is we have so many partnerships that you guys are coordinating and controlling, but that's...
No, and that's really, you know, and I, you know, last week we had on, I guess it was 2 weeks ago, we had on Family and Children's
right.
Association, and, you know, we've been partnered with them for a very long time, but it's like, you know, you don't even realize how many great things they're providing. So now that we have, you know, we had them on the radio show, I was able to take all the information, give it to our social workers and nurses, and I was like, hey, they're doing great programs. This is a great referral source for us. So, you know, it's just to remind people and refresh and keep the community connection, because that's a huge part of Project Independence. So,
100%, I agree with you.
It's really
actually,
wonderful.
We're going to take a break a little bit early versus starting something now. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.